Well, here we are outside Meadow Lane, Hamburg, New York, Christmas Eve, 1965. I'd like to thank my mother, who did not perform vocally or instrumentally on the program tonight, but did handle all of the arrangements. Ooh, it's a little brisk out here for the party. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. And there it is, the world's largest Christmas tree outside my home now. It didn't fall, no problems. I'm pushing on it, nothing. Can't even budge it. What do you think, gang?
Deeper, Dan. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And look at over there.
Oh, well, there's the Christmas manger scene. Oh, look, there's the figures of the wise men. And the little baby and Mary and Joseph.
Oh, jeepers, Dan. That's beautiful.
Isn't that just lovely? And,
You know, there's something missing, man.
Something missing? What? We've got all the figures, and here we are. And it's almost Christmas. What's missing, Artie?
Deeper, Dan. There's no manger.
Oh, no manger.
It's almost sad. Like, you know, the original Christmas when there's no room at the inn. And even though they're only statues, they look so cold out there on the lawn, Dan, without a manger.
Well, I don't think there are any stores open now. The lumber yard closed. What could we do?
Well, Dan, we could chop down the world's largest Christmas tree and use that to build a manger.
Yes, I guess we could, Artie. We've had so much trouble with that tree, and nobody's ever really seen it, except the people at the station. It keeps falling over all the time. I guess this would be a fitting climax to the tree's life, really. To do something really worthwhile, to be more than just an ornament or a decorative piece. Artie, be my guest.
Super, Dan. Thank you. Come on, everybody. Give me a hand here, will you? Give me a hand with the tree.